USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump's first veto is to protect his emergency declaration for border wall funding.
Congress's vote to deny the crisis on the southern border is a vote against reality. It's against reality. It is a tremendous national emergency. It is a tremendous crisis.
A dozen Republicans joined with Senate Democrats Thursday to back the joint resolution. New Zealand continues to mourn the deaths of 49 people and the injuries of dozens more after a gunman stormed two mosques in a terrorist attack. The Prime Minister says the shooter had a gun license. He used five guns, including two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns.
Rooted as a tree,
rooted as a tree.
We are here. Standing strong.
Millions of students from around the world took a day off from school to strike in an effort to raise awareness for the need to combat climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The suspect in the New Zealand massacre referred in a manifesto to President Trump as a symbol of renewed white identity. GOP Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells CNN.
If you look back to the Holocaust, where 6 million Jews were killed, and Hitler basically grouped a people into evil thinking to do what they did, that was way before President Trump.
Trump has harshly condemned the attack. The Trump administration opposes curbs on U.S. assistance for the Saudi-led coalition in Yemen. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran needs to be defeated in this fight.
The way to alleviate the many people suffering isn't to prolong the conflict by handicapping our partners in the fight, but by giving the Saudi-led coalition the support needed to defeat Iranian-backed rebels and ensure a just peace.
In Detroit, new court records just filed show federal prosecutors allege that unlicensed adoption worker Tara Lynn Lee took in more than $1.6 million in 2017 and 18, promising the same baby to more than one couple. The New Haven mom also allegedly matched couples to birth moms and babies who did not exist. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
This is a good time to be looking for a job. USA's Chris Barton says more.
U.S. employers posted nearly 7.6 million open jobs in January. That's near a record high set in November. And it's evidence businesses are still very hungry for workers, despite signs that the economy has slowed a bit. The Labor Department reporting on Friday that hiring also rose and that the number of people quitting their jobs did pick up. Quits are a sign of a healthy economy because people typically leave a job for another, usually higher-paying job. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidate and Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar talked to CNN about how to run against President Trump.
You have to run against him head-on, of course, but you also have to don't go down every single rabbit hole with him, because if you lose track of your own optimistic economic agenda, then the voters who want to know what you're for and not just what you're against, they don't get a fair shake. And one of the things he tries to do is to sidetrack people into what he's talking about that day.
Klobuchar has been dogged by allegations that she mistreated her Senate staff. She told CNN's Poppy Harlow that toughness would be an asset on the world stage. Volkswagen and its CEO has been charged by the Securities and Exchange Commission with defrauding American investors by grossly misleading them about the vehicle's quality and environmental compliance and the company's financial standing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.